Family members have said they called police to help keep the peace during yet another mental health crisis for Henley, not for him to be shot. Crisis Services CEO Jessica Pirro also says Henley should not have been shot. Pirro's agency is Erie County's designated 24/7 mental health responder in such cases, and it trains area law enforcement in crisis intervention. She also has questions about the new program announced by City Hall to bring in social workers on these kind of police calls.
The behavioral health unit that they announced on Monday does have a partnership with another organization, Endeavor, to have social workers that are stationed in the unit to work with those officers. So there is another layer of service that has been brought in. We want more partners. We need more, more people involved, and we appreciate that. But it has to be done in a collaborative spirit so that these emergency situations don't get hiccups because there's more people involved in the response.
On Thursday, a group of social workers from Western New York Agents of Change voiced their opposition to the program, saying police and social workers just do things differently and won't be able to work together. Pirro says she's been working on a different pilot program that would take action when a 911 call first comes in.
I think in this situation, we don't know how the call came in. We don't know what was presented as the behaviors, that resulted in the police being dispatched to begin with. Those are things we would like to help evaluate with the department to see is there points, either through the process that could have obviously been improved to prevent the lethal force that was used, or is it other training needs that we really need to evaluate?
The pilot program has yet to start, but it would train 911 dispatchers to decide when mental health professionals could respond instead of police. Pirro says the community has been calling for less police involvement in mental health cases, and this so-called 911 diversion program has proven effective in other areas of the country. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.